E-Tidings Cosmos, good morning 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Thomila Falcha Rotensha. I am your host, Richard McSweeney. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. When out strolling of an afternoon of late along a country by-road, I heard the sound of a dog panting coming up behind me. Returning, there was a lovely golden Labrador happily coming towards me, and I said, "Hello there, handsome," and he played around me for a little while. I rubbed his head and looked into his bright brown eyes, and he, being well pleased with the visit, continued on upon his way. Then his owner came on along, and he was, as he usually is, either on foot or horseback, in what comes across as only impoliteness, rudeness, in that he hardly acknowledged my existence. And, but for I greeting him, he would have without a doubt passed me on by as if I wasn't even there. I cheerfully greeted him anyway by saying, "The doggie is very happy," and he didn't really want to reply to me, so he said, "Beautiful wild garlic, absolutely beautiful." And that was said without he turning his head my way, or a slowing down in his stride. In his left hand he was holding a thick bunch of white-flowered garlic, and he kept on walking on his way, with the doggie running well out in front of him. I like at times a barely detectable scent of wild garlic on a breeze, otherwise it is just too much. One time, and not being fully in the know, dug up some wild garlic in a grove and brought it home and planted it in our garden. The next spring it came up with a vigour, and no sooner had it brought itself into view than its fragrance became apparent. And the fragrance only got stronger and stronger. Not being able to stand it any more, I, like a dog, dug down and uprooted it. The roots were quite deep, and they had already wrapped themselves around the roots of a rose bush. I find fragrances to be very important to me. Nice fragrances make me feel very happy, sensual, and inspired. I love the scent of a refinedly perfumed woman. All fragrances, scents, and smells have a way of taking me back in time to the scent of, say, golden onions drying on a galvanized shed, or newly pulled carrots, or a favorite memory scent, that of cowslips, wild primroses. Love the smell of thyme. Of course, there are memory smells too that don't make me feel at all so good. And the sage in the digital age speaks of the philosopher of old, saying, "He had no fittest time to be viewing nature, for he was always in its presence. While the dew of dawn is on the grass, it is a good time, the sun in the zenith, the moon in waxing, or the stars coming into view. All and any time are," he said, "good times to be viewing. As on sunbeams coming and going would he place his thoughts when viewing a scene." In today's broadcast, I'll be reading from Prince Hamlet, Tao Te Ching, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. This is a reading in continuity from Prince Hamlet. "Set me the stoups of wine upon the table. If Hamlet give the first or second hit, or quit and answered of the third exchange, let all the battlements their ordnance fire. The king shall drink to Hamlet's better breath, and in the cup an union shall be thrown, richer than that which four successive kings in Denmark's crown have worn. Give me the cups, and let the kettle to the trumpet speak, the trumpet to the cannoneer without, the cannons to the heavens to earth. Now the king's dunks to Hamlet. Come, begin. and you, the judges, bear a wary eye. Come on, sir. Come, my lord. One. No. Judgment. A hit. A very palpable hit. Well, again. Stay. Give me a drink. Hamlet, this pearl is thine. Here's to thy health. Give him the cup. I'll play this bout first. Set it by a while. Come. Another hit. What say you? A touch, I do confess. Our son shall win. He's fat and scant of breath. Here, Hamlet, take my napkin, rub thy brows. The queen carouses thy fortune, Hamlet. Good madam. Gertrude, do not drink. I will, my lord, I pray you pardon me. It is the poisoned cup, it is too late. I dare not drink yet, madam, by and by. Come, let me wipe thy face. My lord, I'll hit him now. I do not think it, and yet 'tis almost against my conscience. Come, for the third, Leah, 'tis you would dally. I pray you, pass with your best violence. I am afeard you make a wanton of me. Say you so? Come on. Nothing, neither way. Have at it now. Part them, they are incensed. Nay, come again. Look, look to the queen there, ho! They bleed on both sides. How is it, my lord? How is it, Leartes? Why, as a woodcock of mine own springe, ostrich, I'm justly killed with mine own treachery. How does the queen? She swoons to see them bleed. No, no, the drink, the drink. Oh, my dear Hamlet, the drink, the drink. I'm poisoned. Oh, villainy, ho, let the door be locked. Treachery, seek it out. It is here, Hamlet. Hamlet, thou art slain. No medicine in the world can do thee good. In thee there is not half an hour of life. The treacherous instrument is in thy hand, unabated and unvenomed. The foul practice had turned itself on me, and lo, here I lie, never to rise again. Thy mother's poisoned, and I can no more. The king's to blame. The point? In venom too? Then venom do thy work. Treason! Treason! Oh, yet defend me, friends, I am but hurt. Here, thou incestuous murderer's damned Dane, drink off this potion. If thy union, is thy union here? Follow my mother. He is justly served. It is a poison tempered by himself. Exchange forgiveness with me, noble Hamlet. Mine and my father's debt come not upon thee, nor thine on me. Tao Te Ching, Installment 12. A variety of colors can blind the eyes. A variety of sounds can deafen the ears. A mixture of flavors can vitiate the mouth of taste. Hunting and horse chasing will make people's minds wild with excitement. Goods hard to procure will bring character with harm. Hence the sage seeks to satisfy one's belly rather than one's eyes. Of the former one he does approve, of the latter he does reject. This is an interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. No three-star visitor spoke to me, saying, Humaculata Vera, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn? A weaver of words, phrases, sentences, and paragraphs was of a day sitting before his humble dwelling, when he, with pausing in his weaving to momentarily, or for howsoever long needed, to take in the beautiful views there before him on display, along by a shimmering stream, found himself to be of his own day, yet not to be of his own day, he thought. Now, you might think to see, to hear, to know, that he went journeying his thoughts in yesterdays, both near to now, to far away, to distances great. No, he wasn't given to be an over-the-way of yesterdays. Rather was he to be in thoughts of tomorrow's. But then again, not of tomorrow's flowing on from his yesterday's, or even from his own day, but of the of a future where he was also seemingly to be dwelling. And in this sight thoughtfulness he saw himself, a self of himself among trees strolling. In appearance therein was he in exact similitude to him. And he did call out to that himself in the tomorrow, saying, "Come, come sit, talk to me, or of the over there where you stroll. I of the way over here, where I weave, will I speak." And in a moment the self of the future was sitting next to him, and they were finding themselves to be no strangers at all to the art of weaving words, phrases, sentences, and paragraphs, talked away of things happening up in the hundreds of years ahead and of the present. With the ease of dolphins playing in the sea, were they enjoying each other's insightful company. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when we're living in your own realm and time, you will be an age-abiding doorway that you yourself may come in and out at will. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult, and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to an Irish philosopher of the natural kind, bringing radio to the internet via Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday. The script format of today's broadcast will be available at a future date on AuthenticClosetDramascripts.com. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.